Hey everybody, it's Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We had to go back and redo our intro. We pre-record, and Doug and I had major interferences in our interview on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. But it's pretty smooth. I mean, it's definitely listenable, and it's not much in the way of distraction. You might notice a little glitch when we got cut off twice, but nonetheless, we're back. And we're happy to be with you. You're going to hear in this report something that some people, like in the social media, the censors will say, oh, you're anti-immigrant. No, I'm not. I'm from an immigrant family on my dad's side of the family, so that is not true. What I am opposed to is letting anybody and anybody in and not testing who they are, not giving them a checkup. Who knows if they're carrying Ebola? I mean, we just don't know what the story is here. And so, but we're going to be talking about intrusions into our border from people that obviously mean us harm. And I'm not talking, you know, ma and pa and the kids coming from Colombia. Because they're so tired of the corruption there and they want to come for the corruption here but make more money while they're here. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about hardcore terrorists that mean us harm. And I'm so sick of the fact that if you say anything about, you know, making sure we have secure borders for our national security, that you're somehow xenophobic, you're racist, that gets old. It gets old. These people are serving the globalist agenda who want to erase national borders so they can have one world government. And that's what all this is about. It's all part of the sustainable developmental goals. They've done it to Europe. Isn't it interesting they haven't done it to China? Isn't it interesting they haven't done it to India? Isn't it interesting that they've only done it to North America and to Europe? Isn't that interesting? No South America. No Mexico, just United States, Canada to some degree, and Europe. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the very best at getting you out of trouble. And right now, if you've got money or retirement in the bank, you are in a lot of trouble. And you will have a 1929 moment if you're not careful. So what we're urging you to do right now, we're urging you to call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. Let them convert your retirement so the banks can't keep it as they can under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, and also to diversify your bank account. If you do that, you'll be calling me and singing my praises. I know because a lot of people have already done it. I sleep better at night because of Noble Gold. Now, I got to give you a warning. The government wants me to tell you that anytime you do something like this, it's a risk. That's true. And it's a small risk. I've done it for 5 years, but also they want me to tell you that no past performance can guarantee future performance. We agree with that entirely. They should warn you about how the banks can steal your money under Dodd-Frank. But anyway, 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. Up next is Doug Thornton, and this is a very, very disturbing report because it's going to make you look over your shoulder. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Doug Thornton there. And he's the host of the American Vindicta Show. Together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we want to welcome you. And we're the show here. The show, too. One enslaved mind at a time. Doug, I hope your ears were burning tonight. When I did a live stream on YouTube, I talked about you. People asked me who I thought the up-and-coming and established people were. And I said the usual suspects, you know, like Doug Hagman, Paul Preston. And I said, watch out for Doug Thornton, man. I said, he's on the rise. So people take note. Someday I'll be begging him to come on his show. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start with a quote because we're going to be very divisive tonight. And not by design, it's just by truth. And I'm going to say two things here. Number one, if you're friends with Jesus, the world's going to hate you. And you're going to have a difficult life. And we're finding that out now. But if you're friends of the world, well, you're going to have a really bad day coming up. So I thought I'd just, you know, you have to make a choice. There's no choice here to make. It's one or the other. You can't sit on the fence. Not to decide is to decide. Okay, but I want to make this statement about the Hamas-Israel conflict. 2%, I got to credit Mark Driscoll with saying this, 2% of the Jews are Christian. 2% of the Palestinians are Christian. And until they get on bended knee and ask Jesus into their life and beg for forgiveness, they're going to keep going through this until they destroy the world, or until the Lord stops them from destroying the world. Doug, I thought I would just use that as an opening here for what's going on. We Christians have the crosshairs on us, and they're going to get a lot bigger.
You know, Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, he said, if the world is against the truth, then I am against the world, and the whole world is against Christ, and persecuted him. And as Christ said, they will persecute you as well. And that's fine. Let it happen. But there's another quote, and I'm actually going to quote a pagan king that actually is pretty true. The world can hate us, but they need and must fear the Lord. So let them hate so long as they fear, because one day, coming soon, the Lord will descend from the clouds. His feet will touch holy ground again, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, one way or the other. And there is no option. There is no recourse or redress of grievances. There'll be no accord struck with Christ. There'll be no deals made. It is his way, the only way, and the end. And I look forward to that day.
Let me ask you a question. When is it too late for someone to get redemption and forgiveness?
I believe one of the greatest tricks Satan ever taught limp-wristed preachers and the world is that you always have until tomorrow to repent. You don't. You may not have until the morning, the night, the evening. It is more prevalent now, Dave, than ever, that a unrepented sinner repent of his sins, accept Jesus Christ as his Lord, and then walk after Christ in his own fashion, carrying your cross, as Christ would say, and following him. And it's that simple. Live a repenter's life. That's what I do. Stray from sin, flee from Satan, and resist the devil. And, you know, other than that, man, this world is tough. It's rough. The law of sin means that we should be forever mindful of what's going on in our own thoughts and what we do with our own body. And after that, it is glorifying God, glorifying Jesus, and making disciples. Everything else is, in a term, vanity. Really, when it comes down to it, it becomes about us and what are we doing? What are we capable of? But, you know, just always make sure that Christ is center in your heart. Christ is center in your life. Christ is center in your goals. Christ is also the center in your relationships, especially with your spouse. If you can stick to that, and you stick to that, those golden rules that Jesus talked about, loving your neighbor as you do yourself, and God is your only God, no other gods before him, all will be well. I mean, the world's going to suck no matter what, Dave. There, you can't avoid it. No matter how much our dear friends on the left seem to think that this utopia, which is a Greek word for meaning nothing, a land that could never happen, this utopia that they believe that they live in, it has transgressed across the plain, no longer with the socialists, the communists, and the leftists. It's now in many of the conservative mindsets, unfortunately, to include the church now. Many churches, they believe in this once saved, always saved. So I can go on and sinning, and yeah, I'll just ask God for forgiveness.
So later. Do you think you can lose salvation?
Absolutely.
Tell me some of the ways. I know that if you take the mark, you've lost it. Any other ways?
Oh, blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Give an example what you mean by that, because someone's going to ask us.
Denying what Christ did on the cross to save you.
Oh, okay. That's the whole purpose of Christianity, though. So,
right. You know, yeah, tell that to some of the Christians who believe more in their Christian faith than they do in their actual Lord.
No. The only reason Christianity exists is because of the sacrifice Jesus made. That's where it begins and where it ends.
Well, I was just talking with Mondo Gonzalez. And,
good man. Really good man.
He's a pastor, yeah. A preacher, and a very good friend of mine. And we were discussing what's going on in Israel, how bad it is. And, you know, we don't worship the state of Israel. We don't worship the people of Israel, but Israel is God's. The people are God's. And God will do with Israel what he pleases and will deem necessary to draw them back to salvation. As harsh as it is with what happened with Hamas, God's judgments are always just. Every nation that is formed, God's plan. Every man put in power, God's plan. Everything done to every nation, God's plan. God is in control. Satan's not in control. Satan's on a tight leash until the day that God cuts that leash, and then he knows he has but a short time. And I think many believers, they lose sight of that because you got a lot of YouTube prophets. You got a lot of people who say a lot of things that are not biblically
accurate. Say it again. YouTube prophets.
Yeah, I get in trouble for saying that.
YouTube funny. That's funny.
Well, you know, I do preaching on my channel to the best of my ability. I am not perfect. I am more relatable to Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul, than am Christ. But yet, you know, all I ever talk about is, hey, repent of your sins. Yeah. Knock it off. Get right with God. And then I have a guy who will randomly message me, Doug, you got a Jesus Christ complex. Thank you. Oh, because I try to be like my Lord, but I am not the Lord. And what it is, Dave, is I call out people for their crap. I call out people for their vanity, their vainglory, the keyboard warriors wanting to go to war, the people who are all about themselves and their egos and getting over someone else and all about their careers. And through this journey, they forget about Christ. And so I poke at a lot of people and they don't like it. I target the men folk, and that's where most of my hatred comes from. And I just tell men, come back to being a man again, be manly again, be the head of your household again. You are the one who should be the conduit between you and God. You should be the first one up in the morning, if possible, praising God and pleading mercy to God over your family. And if you're not, you're wrong. It's not up to the wife. It's the man who's in charge. That's the mantle God gave us, the men. It wasn't the women who band together who went to war. It was always the men. But men have laid that mantle down. They have stepped to the side. They play their video games. They get drunk. You know, they go out on their fishing trips and their hunting trips. And, you know, they do all the stuff that appeases them, that helps them relax. And they stop understanding suffering for the family, suffering as a leader for your people. Now, I've been in leadership positions for 15 years. I understand what it means to put myself last and everyone first. Now, that's my mindset. That's how I was raised in the military and in law enforcement. And not every man was raised that way. Some men, they have to learn that. And they learn that through guys like you, guys like me and others, which means do not make us idols, for one thing. Never make any man an idol. We are all unequally worthless. It's to the point now, though, that the weakness of men and the weakness of flesh has brought us to where we are now. That's why the Bible even says And it is prophecy. Your men will be like women in the midst of thee.
Boy, is that ever true today?
Yeah. You know how many times, and I've sent you stuff like this, that I have seen pastors, ministers, preachers, whatever they want to name themselves, whatever title they want to give themselves, and it'll be a woman or it'll be a transsexual who will say, you know, we're going to pray the rainbow prayer to our non-binary homosexual God, Jesus.
Is there such a thing? Fathers. Come on.
This place is in Texas, in Austin,
a rainbow
Texas.
Prayer.
Man.
How does that start out? Somewhere over the rainbow? I mean, come on, give me a break.
It should start off with, Lord, forgive me for I'm an idiot. But, you know, reprobate, right? God will give you over to your heart's desire. If you choose to continue to follow your heart, to continue to sin, to go against scripture, to go against what God is telling you, like it's plainly wrote out in the Bible, the things not to do. Prophecy is plainly wrote out in the Bible. The scripture is very plain to read, right? And yet still men add to and take away from scripture. In the Bible, and I believe this Revelation 22 says, do not do that. Do not add to, do not take away from, or your name will be taken out, blotted out of the book of life.
And you'll be cursed.
Yeah, and yet people still do it.
I know. I hear you.
It'll be God's people who are judged first. It'll be the teachers, the preachers, the ministers, the reverends, the blah, blah, blah. The guys who say, listen to me, I'm holier than thou. I'm the one who knows how to read scripture and prophecy and spit it back out to you. Listen to me. For all those who are really false prophets, false teachers, that is the wolf in sheep's clothing, by the way, that prey upon the people. Not people that are ignorant, but they are new to faith, weak in faith. And these people, these wolves in sheep's clothing, they prey upon those people. And they enrich themselves. They enrich themselves. I have seen, brother, millionaire, multimillionaire Kenneth Copeland, worth $300 million, multiple jets, multiple mansions, oil tycoon. And yet he has people who are in poverty sitting in his church.
Sending him money.
Oh, yeah. The deacons will still come down the row with that plate offering and expecting to see something in it. I think my personal opinion, Doug could be wrong when he says this. I think we got a bad misunderstanding in the church community, especially within those of the elders and guys who want to be in this leadership position, who do not understand the title that they bear, and they misuse it. They misrepresent it. They abuse that position of power, and it should have never been a position of power, but that's what it's turned to.
Well, we're clearly in a religious war, and I don't think there's any question at the end of the day, it's going to be people of the Islamic faith versus people who are largely Christian. And of course, the reprobates that run our government.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. I was talking when me and Mono were talking earlier. We were talking about this whole thing against Israel and how many Christians have turned to be anti-Jew. They like to use the word Zionism a lot. Very few people understand the word Zionism. You can literally just look up, what is Zionism? When was that movement created? Back in the late 1800s, it was that call to bring all the tribes of Israel back to the land. And thus 1948, Israel was created. And they blame the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the this and the that and the Bolsheviks and whoever else down the rabbit hole they want to blame and say, those are the Jews. They're trying to take over the world. That guy from True News, whatever his name is, he does a lot of that finger pointing Zionism stuff. What you fail to understand, fellas, when you say stuff like that, is that you're forgetting Bible prophecy. You're forgetting a lot of Bible prophecy. And then I've recently heard where people are railing against the current Jews that live in Israel. And they said, those aren't even the real Jews, Dave. Those are whatever, whatever Jews. This is how bad this has gotten. This is how stupid people have gotten who claim to be Christian, own a Bible, and do not read it. Do you think, Christians, that God made a mistake? Do you think that God is double-minded? Do you think that God wrote a prophecy talking about what was going to happen to his people in Israel and then how they are going to be brought back? Do you think he misspoke? God is not a man. He is not a liar. And God does not misspeak. He knows what he says and says what he means. And all prophecies will come true. And currently we have many prophecies that are really happening underneath your nose. And you don't even know it. You know, the beginning of Matthew 24. Most ministers, when they start to quote Matthew 24, many of our friends do it. They'll say wars and rumors of wars, nation versus nation, ethnos versus ethnos, and it's fear and it's fear and it's buy my food. Here's some fear. It's buy my this. Here's some fear. And it's a twist of scripture. And one day they'll be held accountable for that. But what's the very first verse? Jesus says, be ye not deceived. Be ye not deceived, church. Be ye not deceived about the genealogies that people are going to bring up. Be ye not deceived about the false prophets and those false teachers. Be ye not deceived by the rabbit holes you're all going to run down and fall down along with Alice. The flat earth, the round earth, interdimensional this, aliens are demons and demons are aliens. Be ye not deceived. Stop worrying about that stuff. Stop worrying about what you cannot prove and what you have to go to YouTube to find and then some website to find. If you can't find it in the Bible and then you can't find the actual text that helped to back up the Bible and you got to go to some squirrely guy's YouTube page, you're now kind of getting out of that biblical order. I am not going to be very popular for very long, if I ever was, for what I say. And that's fine. I'm not here to make friends. You know that. I don't get friendship pay. I say what I say, and I say what God puts on my heart. If you don't like it, sorry, buttercup. And then that's just the way it is. But many, many in our little Christian circle prey upon people. They prey upon people. They enrich themselves off of people. Now, when you do it as a business and you're giving back stuff that you do, Dave, you know, you're on YouTube almost 12 to 15 times a day updating.
Okay, we had a little glitch there, but we're okay. And Doug was in the process of telling us that this isn't going to be very popular, but, you know, Christians can't worry about being popular. But Doug, go ahead.
Well, for one thing, we rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Every time Dave and I go to do a show, every time, yeah. I mean, like clockwork, right? So look, what I want to get down to is just the nitty gritty, right? You should be very careful as a Christian. If you base everything off of fear and you forget to tell them about the hope is Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with making a business and being successful. But when it turns into predatory tactics and people come and complain to me quite a bit about some people that we know who are very popular and they use predatory tactics, all I can say is, look, man, I'm not that guy. Sorry that he acts that way. I hope he repents, comes to Jesus about it. But people get focused on making money. And money is the bane of our existence right now.
That's true.
Yeah. Probably, you know, has been, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse. CBDC, the mark of the beast. It's always about that control, and that control is money, and they will control it. That's prophecy. Prophecy is being fulfilled. The Antichrist beast infrastructure is being established, reinforced by law and policy. It's being created in our lifetime. And from guys that I know that are in telecommunications, they tell me within 5 years, the entire world will be hardlined, from the guys in the deepest part of Indonesia to the blackest part of the Amazon jungle, where you wouldn't think there'd ever be signal. Those guys will have a smartphone. They'll have signal. Everyone will be able to see the Antichrist at the same time.
It's because we got to be digitized. And of course, we got to take the mark.
And the word of Jesus, the gospel, will be preached to every person. So you'll have the opportunity, right? You'll be given the opportunity. Once again, like I was saying, there's a lot of confusion amongst our brethren. We're to pray for each other. We're not here to castigate and point the finger, name names, and cause disruptions amongst the force. But we do that already so well with all the denominations, with all the theologies and different ideas of eschatology. I even had a guy come and tell me, "Doug, did you know Jesus is not even Jewish?" And I just had my wife and I are reading this comment, and I'm like, what lunacy are we about to unfill now?
Oh my gosh. Is he Martian?
Jesus is not Jewish because he was born in Galilee. Okay. Because he was born in Galilee, right? I'm like, how stupid do you have to be? Do you think God makes up this prophecy just to torment the Jews? Do you think God really would send his son to redeem mankind and not fulfill the prophecy, starting all the way back? I mean, even when Isaiah was talking about how we're going to be healed by his stripes, it's lunacy. It's lunacy because Christians are more, be a little sensitive when I say this, not all Christians, not all of you, but some of you, and you know who I'm talking about because you're the ones who are going to email me after this. You get caught up in the mud flood, the flat earth, the aliens, the new world order, the Illuminati, the Rothschild bankers, Jekyll Island monsters. You get caught up in every kind of conspiracy. You know everything about the giants, though no one can even look at a skeleton of a giant. Not that they weren't ever real. They were, because the Bible says so. Our paleo research group up in Arkansas and other states, we're investigating all the mound builder stuff and different cave systems where there supposedly was documentation of giants being pulled out of them. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm saying that it has become some people's religion, and they will argue with you till they're blue in the face about it. And you know how you know they're wrong is that they become militant with their ideas. If you don't believe it, you're wrong. And they will stand on the keyboard in all caps, "Doug doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't believe in blah, 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 blah." That has nothing to do with the Bible. Those people will say it has everything to do with the Bible. No, it doesn't. What you've done is you've made the Bible a point of reference for your crazy conspiracy. And you now try to give more authority to your conspiracy than the Word of God does. So what has become your religion? You cannot serve two masters. And when you go down these paths, Dave, when you fall down these rabbit holes, you end up getting further and further away from the truth, which is Jesus. And some people, Dave, can never crawl out of that dark hole. It is prophecy. I believe it's in Timothy, second book of Timothy. Some of you will not be fulfilled. Some of you will continue to try and search out knowledge and learn more and learn more to the point that you will not be fulfilled. You will not be sustained with what you learn. And so you go out and you seek new masters and new teachers, mm-hmm. and them you will listen to them and they will lead you astray. Once again, going back to Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. And if anyone, because you're going to do it, emails me, Doug, you just don't understand the flat earth. Check out this YouTube video. Don't do it, because I'm going to tell you, be ye not deceived.
I've had to tell people on live streams, I don't want to hear this crap. First of all, aliens are demons, and it's part of the great deception that's coming. Secondly, there is no flat earth. Okay. The only thing that's flat is sometimes the space between people's ears. And I tell them, don't bring this here. This is what you want to do. This is not your place.
See, we're not, scripture tells us we're not even supposed to argue about this stuff. We're not even supposed to bring this stuff up, lest you tempt someone to stray from the faith, lest you sow distrust amongst the brethren. You cause strife amongst fellow believers. So leave it outside. I'll have a friendly debate, a friendly conversation with flat earthers. I do it actually quite a bit. I actually have quite a lot of flat earthers who listen to some of the crazy things that I say for whatever reason. And they know that I poke and pick fun at them because they do the same thing back to me. But when we can speak to each other as men do and not try to become enemies, we're okay, because we're leaving this out of the context of scripture. You don't get saved by the flat earth. You don't get saved by a mud flood. You don't get saved by dinosaurs. You don't get saved by any of this other crap, right? It's Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Redeemer. As long as we can agree upon that, keep your theologies and your ideas to yourself, and my theologies and my ideas to myself, or if not, we can have a mutually kind agreement, not a mutually assured argument. We can be copacetic. But when it becomes so militant in people, like this whole Zionism thing, people say, Doug, prove it's not Zionism. Tell me why God does not call Israel Zion. Tell me why he does not absolutely reference Zion when he's talking about his people. Are you anti-Zionist, though God says that's his people? Zion is where he's going to... I try not to get flustered with people who talk in circles, talk in riddles, and try and send me links to this and links to that. And I just say, show it to me in scripture. And if you can't find it, forget about it. Forget about it. Hey, giants were 30 to 40 foot tall. Did you know that, Dave? Prove it.
I thought from my conversations with Mondo, they were like 9 or 10 feet tall.
Exactly right. We were grasshoppers in their eyes, though.
Did I miss something?
That's the book of Joshua.
If that's the case, I want to go back in time and recruit some of these guys to play basketball for me.
Here's the funny thing about it. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, I agree. That's my point.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And so we get caught up in these arguments with people over conspiracy this and my ideas of that. And well, I believe the scripture really says this, twisting the knife and trying to conform scripture to your own personal belief is probably not very accurate within the reflections of what God's word is. But, you know, go ahead, man, because most of you guys are going to just believe what you want to believe. You're going to do what you want to do until God literally has to make an intervention in your life. That hard-headedness. You know what God calls that? Stiff-necked. That's also what was wrong with the people of Israel. That's what was wrong with the Hebrews. When they denied Messiah, they denied their own scripture. They denied their own prophecies. And they still do it. They still hate Christians. Many of them. What's going on in Israel?
Okay, here's my position on this. I agree with you. I want to change the tenor, though, here, because I don't want to have this deal with the idiots that come our way. Okay, God bless them. May the Lord reach them in some way. Obviously, we're not fulfilling that mission, and I hope they do. But I don't want to waste any more time talking about flat earthers and people like that. We live in far too serious times. Let me draw upon the geopolitics and what we both know. We were talking earlier, and you said that the 10 nations foretold that will rise up. Really, now we look at 9 of them have already risen up. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. If anyone's interested, if you go to the American Vindicta Show channel, go to our community page, and you'll actually see, I posted it about 4 days ago, and I, to the best of my ability, of what's going on with Psalm 83 war and that prophecy that many people are speaking about. I spoke about it. I'm not an expert in it. You know who I'll say, the two people I'll point at that are really, really experts, this is Doug's opinion, is Pastor David Lankford and Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. You can't go wrong with either two of those guys. They put a lot of meat on my table for me and my family to chew on, and then we just go and do our studies afterwards, right? I'm more in another direction, trying to lead men back to repentance, not too much into prophecy, though I read it all to the best of my ability. But this is what's going on with the Psalm 83 war, that it seems like, not saying it is, but it seems like we're at, all right? The nations and people involved in the Psalm 83 war against Israel, thus far, the Iraqis and the Saudi Arabians have not joined in. But as of 4 days ago, Jordan and Egypt announced that a continuation of the war into Gaza by Israel would be declared a declaration of war upon their countries by pushing out the Palestinians into their nations. All we're missing, really, were the Ishmaelites and a declaration of war by the Syrians and Iraqis, which would be the kingdom of Assyria. And you know, people and boundaries of nations move and change. So be a little flexible with that. But I think that ISIS could actually possibly represent the kingdom of Assyria, because you hear nothing of Bashar al-Assad. That's in Damascus. You hear nothing from him, the president of Syria. There is no government.
No,
really.
He's not in charge in Iraq. Of anything. You're right. Syria does have some military equipment. I think they got several hundred tanks, but they're not formidable.
No, and it's not so much about their equipment, but the intent to declare war upon Israel that fulfills that prophecy. Here we go. I'll read you the nations, okay? So the 10 nations and peoples would be Assyria, the descendants of Lot, Gabal or Jabal, Tyre, Philistia, Ishmaelites, Ammon, Edom, Moab, and the Hagrites. So the tents of Edom are the descendants of Esau. That is the Palestinian refugees who live in southern Jordan. The Ishmaelites is Saudi Arabia. Moab are the Palestinian refugees who live in central Jordan. The Hagrites are the Egyptians. Jabal is the northern Lebanese. Ammon is the Palestinian refugees who live in northern Jordan. Amalek are Arabs who live in south of Israel. Philistia, which is Palestine, the Palestinian refugees, and Hamas of Hamas. The Gaza Strip. Then you have
before you go on, let's pause just for a second before we complete the list. Pastor Mark Driscoll says Hamas has a different connotation as well in the Bible, and we would equate it to almost religious terrorism. That's what I'd categorize it. Do you happen to share that view?
Yeah, Hamas has two different types of meanings in the Hebraic and in Arabic. I believe in the Arabic, it's like holy jihad, more or less. And in Hebrew, it's like a demonic army kind of thing. I may have butchered that. Hebrew, it's very negative, and it's against the Israelites. And in Arabic, it is, you know, terrorism is a good thing. It's against
Jesus and God too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. All right. All right. So we're in agreement. Yeah. Go ahead and continue with the list. I just wanted to get that point in.
There's another thing when you go to Amos chapter 1, I believe, that actually is a prophecy against the Philistines, of God saying that he will wipe out the remnants of the Philistines to include names Gaza. We may actually see that.
Yeah.
So Philistia, all right, which is Palestine. The reason why it's named Palestine is because that's a loose translation from the Romans, who renamed that part of the nation of Israel after Israel's enemies. So Palestina, Philistia, that's where we get this from. All right. The inhabitants of Tyre. So now we are in north of Israel. That is Hezbollah and southern Lebanon. All right. Assyria are the perhaps kingdoms that will involve Syria, obviously, and northern Iraq is also included in that. All right. Iraq wasn't a nation until like what, World War One or whatever. So that's these people. And that's where I kind of, and this is Doug's personal opinion, I could be wrong when I say this, but I sometimes assume that ISIS may be the reflective government for the Assyrian.
What do you mean by reflective government?
It's in their own name, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and Levant.
Okay.
So they themselves are claiming to be Syria and Iraq, and the only thing that was that prior was the Kingdom of Assyria. So a little bit strange there. And then you have the children of Lot, which is Moab and Ammon. All right. Once again, that is Jordan. So the day that Biden was in the air, and he was going to fly out to Jordan to meet with the king of Jordan. The king cancels the meeting halfway. That's a 24-hour flight, cancels the meeting halfway. And then he and the president of Egypt meet together and decide what they're going to go through next. And a day or two later, they said, hey, if Israel continues to push into Gaza and they displace all these people, it will be a war upon our countries. We'll declare war. Okay. Lebanon firing into, with Hezbollah firing into Israel, has declared war. Obviously, Hamas and Gaza have declared war. Right there, there's four of the ten. The Hagarites, that is the, let me get back to my list. The Egyptians, all right, that's one of them. Moab, Edom, Ammon, that's Jordan. So that fulfills quite a bit. So from Jabal to Tyr, Philistia, Amalek, Ishmaelites, Ammon, Edom, Moab, Hagarites. Let's go to the Ishmaelites. They're the latest who have said that they condemned what Hamas did, but they condemned more of what Israel is doing. And they said that it is genocide. I love how everyone is using a Holocaust reference towards Israel from the same nations who say that that never happened to the Israelites in World War II. Very convenient for them to say that. So all the most localized nations, peoples, Jabal, Tyr, Philistia, Amalek, the Ishmaelites, Ammon, Edom, Moab, and the Hagarites, and the descendants of Lot, have all come together and said that they will declare war on Israel should Israel keep pushing into Palestine. And at least two or three of these people have declared war, right? So what we're really missing is the kingdom of Assyria. That's what we're really missing right now.
What do you think it'll take to bring them in?
It'll just take them being them going into it, really. Israel is going to upset the entire Islamic world by going into Palestine and destroying that place. And I believe they are going to destroy that place. They will wipe out Gaza. And they have the technology, they have the manpower, and the intent to do it. And they also have prophecy on their side. So good luck with that one. But I do not believe Iran is going to get pulled in this. I don't think Turkey is going to get pulled into it. I don't think Russia is going to get pulled into it, even though they're proxies and they funnel stuff.
But they're physical. I don't know that I agree about Iran. And here's why. The mullahs who are, they make schizophrenics look sane. The mullahs want to fulfill the end days prophecy. It's what they live for.
Yeah,
they would push anything. Oh, the Mahdi can come back. They'll push anything for this, and this is their opportunity. I think that they can't wait to get involved.
Well, currently they're very busy threatening America and Israel that if we do anything to assist Israel, if Israel continues to do what they're doing, it'll be an earthquake in Israel, and they'll level America and blah blah blah. All their
do you think they have earthquake weapons?
I mean, we do. I don't know.
I know we do. Do you think they do? From what they said, sounds like it.
I don't know what reference that they're really trying to use there. Could they have gotten earthquake weapons from China or Russia? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, possibly. They do business with them all the time. But currently, I don't see it happening. And I'll say it to you like this. It's a buildup for what we would call the Ezekiel 38-39 war. No one knows how fast this can go. All right. You could go straight into these 10 kingdoms or these 10 peoples invading and attacking Israel, to Israel kicking their butts into immediately. Now Iran steps in. Now Turkey steps in. Now Russia steps in. Where is America in all of this? You have the prophecy, I believe it's in Zechariah, of the city of unwalled villages. And maybe that's us. I don't know. Jamie Walden thinks it is us. Jamie and I talked about this earlier, had a polite debate about it. Not that I disagree with them. I'm confident with saying, I don't know. But if we meddle, China's already got their Navy out there. We've got carriers out there.
That China has their ships stationed adjacent to our ships.
This is true.
Yeah.
We call that posturing, right?
Yeah.
So if we meddle, we are not going to destroy Iran. Not from what I see. And when I say that, we can bring up Operation Nacho Zeus. It's not so much as a destroying the entire nation, but more of a getting rid of nuclear capabilities. I've sent you some.
Let's go there because we don't have a lot of. We got 6 minutes left, so let's go to Operation Nitro Zeus.
Nitro Zeus is where we're going to lose 80% of our special forces, trying to eliminate the nuclear centrifuges. There you go. I think the moment we do that, Russia and or China and Russia are going to say, "Nope, that's it. Can't do it."
I agree with that.
And all it takes, it does not take an invasion upon America. It does not take Red Dawn to knock us out of the park. I know everyone's going to know what I'm about to say. Shut the power off. However you can, however you must, lights out America, we're off the playing field. We're off the playing field. Sure, you got subs with nukes and you got the aircraft carriers and you got, you know, the weapons in space, but you shut off everything that's going on here, and all those guys with all those families and all the security needs that will draw them back to America takes them off the playing field. Subsequently, our fleets could be destroyed where they're sitting. Subsequently, our submariners could just go missing. They could be tracked. Who knows, right? I hate speculating for a future I don't know besides what I see in prophecy. And I don't want to really add to that because it's just a guessing game at this point. We see the military strategic posturing and the blading of units in front of each other. We know, Dave, it's inevitable for kinetic operations to begin. It's inevitable. America is meddling too much. Russia's not backing down. And the Chinese are a little bit too quiet for my concern. They're going to take Taiwan. They can hamstring us by just not sending us our medical aid that we pay them for, right? We don't have a Speaker of the House. We got a lunatic who is in charge of the government. We have very questionable judgment skills within the Pentagon. We absolutely do not trust the federal authorities anymore, nor do we trust the intelligence agencies. The border's wide open.
We have
probably 40 million people or more in this country that we have no idea who they are, where they came from. But I'll throw this in there. Just within the past couple days, Border Patrol has intercepted another 100+ terrorists on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah.
That when they get these guys, they process them. They notify their chain of command. These are who we got. You may want to contact the FBI, see if they're familiar. Contact the FBI. The FBI says, oh, yep, we know them. They're on the terrorism watch list. Okay, what do you want us to do with them? Let them go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them go, yep. And we'll monitor their movements into the interior. And then the FBI, a friend of mine, he's still in the government. We were texting about this earlier. And we both kind of gave a little, graveyard chuckle about it. But the FBI is saying, hey, by the way, foot stomps, right? You may want to be aware for terrorism attacks in North Texas soon. Thanks, jackass, for letting those people in. Thank you for that. Because now we have to deal with that.
Who
gets held accountable, Dave, before we
leave? Nobody gets accountable. Nobody. See, Biden's mission is to serve the proxy forces controlling him at the WEF, United Nations, and his job was to bring down America. That's his mission. And there's no other conclusion. I mean, just based on his actions, judge a man by what he does, not what he says. So, it's crazy. By the way, we didn't have time to get into this. The supply chain is in big trouble. Go to my YouTube channel to see about that. And also, oil is running out like crazy. Biden says he's going to sell off the rest of what's left in the oil reserves. I don't know what we're going to fight a war with, Doug, but it's getting really nasty out there. I guess we'll know more. You're off to Peru. Give me about 30 seconds, no more than what you guys are going to investigate.
We're going to an isolated village that's being harassed, accosted by some unknown entity that may or may not be aliens, right?
Yeah, so,
Tim is heading the expedition. I'm there as a support role to do whatever I can to also include videotaping everything and then helping out with the investigation and asking questions and security. So that's really my role in it. But this is Tim's baby. If anyone wants to follow what we're doing, make sure you're following Tim on Twitter or X, whatever they call themselves. Go to what Tim is doing on Twitter, and we'll be giving an update every day that we're there. There's no cell phone signal. We have to pretty much do everything through a satellite phone. So that's where you'll get your updates. When we come back, probably late November, Tim is going to have a document for everyone to be able to watch this documentary.
How long are you going to be gone?
10 days, about.
You just said the end of November. I thought you were going to be taken hostage. Okay. All right.
No, that's well, it's going to take a while to do editing.
Safe travels to you and Tim. And don't forget to pass along my message to Mondo. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. And to be continued, this is crazy times we live in. And I'm sure Doug will have some great stories to tell when he gets back from Peru. Thanks for joining us. Doug, safe travels.
Thanks, man. See you.